Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we conclude a message, The Hope of Glory, which I've been sharing this week, and it's taken from a phrase found in the first chapter of Colossians. And let me read just a few verses, starting at verse 25. Paul is saying, I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. He's talking about a mystery. And in verse 27, this is what I want you to hear, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory. The riches of the glory of this ministry among the Gentiles. He was an apostle to the Gentiles. This is the mystery, beloved, that's been hidden for ages, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Verse 28, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Every God-ordained, called minister, ministry, desires that same pure heart to see that God's people are brought as a perfect man, if you will, perfect in Christ Jesus, which means mature in Christ Jesus, that we've reached that place unto the measure of the stature of a perfect man, even unto the stature of Christ Jesus. That's the purpose of fivefold ministry. And so we have, those who are ministering the Word of God have a tremendous privilege as well as a tremendous responsibility. And those who are receiving of the Word of God, those who have been born again, we're all in the process of understanding how great is the responsibility, how great is this privilege that God, as I was shared, I think, on the opening broadcast this week, that God's DNA has been placed within us. He made man in his own image and likeness. And I can't fully comprehend all that means. What does it mean to be in the image and likeness of God? We have some understanding. But beloved, I believe there are depths and heights and lengths and breadths of that our little feeble minds can't lay hold of. But we know from the Word of God, because God's not a man that he should lie, that we are the children of God. We will rule and reign with him. We are his literal children, if you can lay hold of that. And the Spirit of God comes to dwell within our bodies. Our bodies are the temple of the living God. And therefore, we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable service. And so that, you know, sometimes with our minds, we can submit. With our emotions, we can sometimes submit. But when we're willing to submit our bodies, that's where we live, right? We consider our body ours. Well, not really. It's just on loan. This physical temporal body is just a loan until we get our new glorified bodies. Praise God. And so, beloved, you know, Jesus said, you know, there's some that bring forth fruit 30-fold, and 60-fold and 100-fold. I don't know about you, but I want to be 100-fold Christian. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, the 30-fold experience was good. There's nothing wrong with that. The 60-fold was even better. But I believe he's calling a remnant of people who desire the 100-fold experience. And to have that 100-fold experience, which means the 100-fold blessing, is a 100-fold surrender, complete and total. You see, that was the meaning of the Old Testament burnt offering. Everything of it was to be consumed, nothing held back. And that's what God is calling, the Holy Spirit of God is calling his people today to come into that complete surrender to God, where the Spirit of God working in us and through us can perform those greater works that God has called us to do. He enables us both to will, one of my favorite scriptures, and to do of his good pleasure. We can't do it, but he can. He will lead us along the paths that will enable us to climb higher and higher into the very heights of God, to Mount Zion, where he dwells. And the days are getting short, beloved. The evils in the world, the prophecy that's being fulfilled, the hour is very late, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is soon to come in all of his glory. Jesus is going to return to this earth and set his feet upon the Mount of Olives. And the voice of the Spirit of God is calling us to lift up our eyes into the hills from whence comes our salvation, to look upward, to look to that place where God dwells. We've been called apart, if you will, to have ears to hear what the world can hear, the music of the sublime symphonies of heaven, if you will, and the orchestras of glory, you know, are pealing the hallelujah chorus in our ears. He that is ears to hear, Jesus said that, he who has eyes to see. We need to have God's Spirit so touch our inner being that we can understand the things that are hid from the natural man. The day of triumph is at hand. Glory to God. Let them shout with the voice of triumph. The day of victory is not far away, beloved. And I just want to share just some magnificent scriptures that Jesus himself promises, and this is found in the book of Revelation. He speaks to the churches, the angel of the seven churches, through the first several chapters of Revelation. And I want to read about the overcomer scriptures, and I'm just going to go through them. The second chapter, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Hallelujah. Remember Adam and Eve when they sinned, an angel guarded the way back into Eden because they couldn't eat of the tree of life. And in verse 11, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. What's that referring to? Well, those that gather at the white throne judgment, Christians will have received their rewards, but the unsaved will be judged and will go into the place reserved for the devil and his angels. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And then going on, in verse 17, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, this is really mysterious. I don't know what all that means, but he will give, to him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone. Is that exciting? And in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth. Praise God. Glory to God. Mysteries yet to be unfolded, huh? Verse 26, he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him I will give power over the nations. That is powerful, to rule and reign with Jesus. Third chapter, verse 5, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. Hallelujah. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And then, let's see, going over to a little bit further in chapter 3, to him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Oh, hallelujah. A lot of deep mysteries there. And verse 14, he's speaking to the church of Philadelphia. He's saying, the faithful true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Let's see. Verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door. I will come into him and will sup with him and be with him. This is talking to the believer, not the unsaved. He's talking to his churches. And he says, finally, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So, beloved, if you've had ears to hear what I've shared this week, and my words are feeble and weak, they cannot express the depth, the glory, the beauty that is in the Word of Scripture, the revelation that we can receive from the Spirit of God. And so, beloved, I ask myself, I ask you a question. Which will it be, 30, 60, or 100-fold? Beloved, we've been called away from the cities of the plains to meet God in the mountain, to behold him in the glories of the heights of Zion. And the angels of God are looking at us. The great cloud of witnesses are having some glimpse of what is occurring on earth. Grace can be found, beloved, where sin once did abound. And so we can shout unto God with the voice of triumph. And that voice of triumph is going to be heard through the corridors of heaven. Beloved, for me to live is Christ. And as I bring this message to a close, my prayer, I'm going to continue. This has been a very strong emphasis the Spirit of God's placed within me. And I'm going to be praying for you in the days and weeks and months ahead that we can experience what Paul was talking about, that mystery hid from the ages, Christ in you, the hope of glory, that the very Spirit of God will make so alive this passage of Scripture that you will begin to have a greater anointing and power in your life, a greater understanding of Scripture, and a greater service for the King, that he may receive all the glory that he deserves. Amen and amen. And on such a note, I will bring this broadcast to a close. If you have needs, if you have areas that you've not been successful in, you've not had victory over, the announcer is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write and share those needs. I'll personally pray for you and send back what I know will be a blessing to you, because the Holy Spirit will give it to bless your heart. I love you. I thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.